If you took a snapshot of the Illinois delegation to the Republican National Convention, you wouldn't be able to tell at a glance who's a diehard Trump supporter or who's still struggling to accept the reality of a reality TV star as the party's nominee. What would be obvious is this: nearly every single delegate is white, with a few exceptions, like State Representative John Cabello of Rockford. As co-chair of Trump's Illinois campaign, he got to give an introduction Tuesday night during the roll call of states that culminated in Trump's official nomination.
Mr. Chairman, I am John Cabello, state representative from the great state of Illinois, the only Hispanic member on the Republican side of the aisle serving the House of Representatives.
Cabello says while he'd love more minorities in the GOP, it's tough to find many willing to run as a Republican, mostly because the would-be recruits believe they'll have a hard time winning. Cabello's theory is that Chicago has a much larger population of ethnic people, and Democrats have drawn the city's districts in a way that gives them the advantage.
Anybody that thinks that there's no minorities that are Republicans, I'll say it, is insane. Anybody that thinks that the Republicans don't want any Latinos or minorities in the party is insane. Exclamation point. If you think that, you're an idiot.
It's just that you'd never know that by glancing at Illinois' delegation to the RNC, or for that matter, by looking at a roster of Republicans serving Illinois in Congress or the state legislature. And just the other day, the Illinois Republican Party revoked the credentials of a Trump delegate who'd posted a racist message on Facebook. In a statement, party chairman Tim Schneider condemned her comments and said, "Racism and threats of violence have absolutely no place in the Illinois Republican Party." But critics of the party's new presidential nominee say some of his policies are racist and a turnoff to certain ethnic groups, be it his plan to build a massive wall on the border with Mexico or his call to ban Muslims from entering the country. Both raise questions of how inclusive Trump's policies would be if elected. Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger says it remains to be seen what effect those ideas will have on the election.
I mean, there's no doubt that people that have voted Democratic, kind of the blue-collar Democratic voters, are finding his message attractive. So you can pull those folks in. But in terms of the minority vote, you know, we'll see.
A recent Wall Street Journal poll was pretty definitive for political strategist David Axelrod.
He was getting 14% of the Hispanic vote. That's half of what Mitt Romney got. That caused all the alarm in the Republican Party. In some polls, he was getting 0% of the African-American vote. So, you know, in a country that's becoming more diverse all the time, this has to be a troubling set of numbers for Republicans.
For Delegate Aaron Del Mar, immigration is a cornerstone and a selling point of Trump's platform. He says his dad and aunts immigrated to the U.S. and played by the rules.
There are no free rides. And, you know, my dad would stand with that. My family would stand with that. And I think a lot of people that have come here legally are on our side.
Del Mar says the portrayal of the Republican Party as made of staunch white bankers in three-piece suits isn't accurate. Look at him.
You don't get any more diverse than a Filipino French Canadian.
Del Mar has had success moving up. Until he decided not to run again, he was chair of the Cook County GOP. At the same time, he says his party does need to do more work. He says there isn't any active recruiting of Muslims, Jews, Blacks, or Latinos.
So I think that's the next step the party needs to go. So yes, we'll be accepting of everybody, but we need to actively pursue and bring those people to our side.
After all, winning elections is what it's all about. And right now, Del Mar says, Illinois Republicans have a hard time doing that. At the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, I'm Amanda Vinicky.